So I want to actually move on to the next section here, bone-targeted treatment. And Oliver, we asked you to talk about the data that's been presented recently on radium-223, including data that you and others presented at ASCO.
Well, first of all, let me give you a little context. A lot of people may not be familiar with the radium-223. Very interesting alpha particle, which is something we've never used in medicine before in any widespread sense, been a few small trials. But this alpha particle is bone targeted. It binds to the inorganic matrix. It doesn't bind to the tumor cell per se. It goes into the osteoblastic lesion, particularly the area around the hydroxyapatite, which is calcium rich. Turns out the radium is really a calcium mimetic, very much like strontium in that sense. But there was a large trial called the Alcimca trial, phase 3, 921 patients, and very surprisingly, last June, in interim analysis, and I say surprising because I was hoping the trial would be positive, but at interim, I really didn't think it was going to be. Last June in 2011, the interim analysis was announced as positive by the IDMC, and the IDMC actually terminated the trial and recommended that there be placebo patients crossed over to receive the radium. What was presented at ASCO was really the updated analysis on the survival. Initially, there were about 314, and this is a pre-planned interim analysis, 314 events. And then at the ASCO, there were 528 events for survival. And it moved the needle a little bit on the medians. It didn't change the hazard ratios. The hazard ratio was 0.695 either way. Medians were 14.9 for the patients on the radium, 11.3 for the placebo. Should mention just a tad about trial design, because it turned out there were some unusual elements about the trial design. The patients either had to have, well, they had to have metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, bony metastasis, no visceral mets. But on top of that, they had to either have received docetaxel, be unfit for docetaxel, or refused docetaxel. And so there were some elements in here that kind of moved beyond the usual regulatory must be post-docetaxel. Bottom line is, you have a prolongation in survival and a pretty remarkable, in my opinion anyway, adverse event profile. There was a tiny bit of mild suppression, literally about 2% grade 3-4 neutropenia, about 7.5% grade 3-4 thrombocytopenia. Other than that, there really wasn't very much at all. A little tiny bit of diarrhea, grade 1-2 mostly. But anyway, bottom line is, this is a new agent, novel mechanism of action. Bone targeted in the sense that it's very specific for bone metastatic castrate-resistant prostate cancer. And the regulatory process is ongoing. I'm anticipating it'll be FDA approved next year.
So questions from oncologists, any MDS cases?
No, zero.
And the issue about the relative or lack of myelosuppression, can you talk a little bit more about why it doesn't occur and the alpha particles and all?
Sure. So it turns out that what most people think about when they think about radioisotopes are beta particles and beta emitters. The beta emitters will have paths that come into the hematopoietic region of the bone. And it turns out that we're talking about millimeters of penetration, maybe 0.5 millimeters, 2 millimeters. Turns out for the alpha particle, we're really talking about microns. And it's a very, very short radius. So you have a deposition of the alpha particle within that osteoblastic lesion. It is going to be present and then only go, honestly, about 4 or 5 cell diameters and deposit the entire energy within that very short range. It just doesn't hit the hematopoietic portion of the marrow very much.
So just a few more questions about that. Back to Oliver, again from oncologists. Is there significant bone palliation?
You know, it's interesting. The way the trial was designed, it was really a survival trial, and it didn't focus a lot on the palliative components. There are other trials that demonstrate that there is a palliative component, and it's not nearly as well defined as we would like, but nevertheless, you have survival.